This is Home Talk with Stacy Goodwill, the show designed to help you with everything you need to know about buying, selling, and owning a home. Home Talk is sponsored by Loan One. Loan One is an equal housing lender and an Ohio-licensed mortgage company, MB number 803872 and NMLS number 90755. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and may not reflect the views of the owners of this station. Now, here's your host for Home Talk, Stacy.
Hi, everybody. This is Stacy, and I'm here with Home Talk Columbus, and I am here looking at Sue Lusk-Leach, who is my special guest for the day. She is a realtor here in Columbus with the Columbus team. She works at Keller Williams Capital Partners and located on 270 and 23. So she's right in the heart of things. She's been a realtor for a lot of years, and I'll let her share how many if she would like to do so. And I would like to brag about her just for a second, and I know she's already given me a face. Sue's a past president of the Columbus Realtors Association. She has been in the marketplace for a long, long time. She has more awards than she would want me to mention. But the bottom line, I think, makes her amazing from a standpoint, from my perspective, is she truly cares about the people she works with and wants to make sure that they get the very best service, and that she does not just an A job, but an A plus job. Is that correct, Sue?
That's correct,
Does
Stacey.
That sum it up?
Yes, that sums it up.
Well, tell everyone a little bit about your history, and you know, I know you could go on. We could do a whole show on your history, but tell about what makes you such a strong realtor. And
well, I think I forget even why I got into the business. It's been so many years ago, but I just have such a passion for helping our buyers and sellers. And I think what makes us really strong is we have a great team of six professional realtors that work together. Mm-hmm. And I always think six heads are better than one. Mm-hmm. When you run into issues and trying to solve problems and being able to deliver extraordinary service to the client.
Mm-hmm. So which is everybody's common denominator.
We would hope.
Yep,
that's
yep.
what they want.
Now, and when you explained how your team works, you have everybody is kind of wears all hats, but there's certain groups that specialize in certain areas of the process so that you...
Exactly. Patrick Florence and I work more on the listing side with the sellers, mm-hmm. and we specialize in that area. Mary Allen and Aaron Oxender, they work on the buy side, mm-hmm. and work primarily with our buyers.
Yeah.
And we also have a house coach that is a complimentary service of our group to help our home sellers get prepared for the marketplace.
Right, which is huge. And your group, what struck me when I first met you and started working with you is how long your group has all been together. Not a lot of changeover.
No.
Most of you, I mean, the most recent addition was how many?
7 years
ago. 7 years ago.
That's so, right.
Yeah. So
right.
You've been working together.
We work well together.
Yes. I would say that's a measure of success.
Always tell our clients, you're not hiring one realtor, you're hiring six.
There we go. So and you know, we all know in real estate, multiple different perspectives are very, very helpful. And today we're going to talk about, there's so many things we could talk about, but we're going to talk about, say right now you're ready to sell your house and, I don't know, move to Florida to avoid some of this cold that we've all been going through. But you're thinking about selling your house. So where do you start? And that's where, you know, Sue would come in. Just how do you select a realtor? Let's start there.
Well, obviously, you want to start by selecting a realtor and what they're going to provide to you if you're going to sell your house.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for several things. You're looking for a realtor that knows your community and your area. You're looking for a realtor who can analyze and come to a value that will help this house sell in the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
one that will get you prepared, one that you think is the best negotiator on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want one that also understands the local markets and the impact on your sale,
mm-hmm.
and how that affects you.
Right. And then I'm going to throw it out there, but if I were, when I move or when I'm picking a realtor, you want someone that you trust and that you get along with.
Absolutely.
There's a lot to be said for that, because not only are you selling your house, you're probably going to be buying another property, and you want someone who can handle the timing. You know, the timing is all pretty tricky when you're looking to sell, looking to buy, getting a loan. It's kind of a hurry up and a wait process, and you have to make sure all those steps are all cohesive.
Absolutely.
They're disjointed, but they need to be as cohesive as possible.
Right.
So once you've selected a realtor, and what is the process? You kind of call a realtor. Do you typically go and talk to someone?
Well, I approach it with a two-step approach. When I go in and meet with a seller, the first meeting is simply to see the house mm-hmm. and learn about their expectations and their desires and their needs and their family needs. Mm-hmm. I mean, is this the end of their home ownership? Are they moving on to another home?
Right.
Do they have special needs that need to be met? That type of thing. Mm-hmm. So I do that always in the first visit and get a feel for the house. Mm-hmm. Then we come back to the office and we do a comprehensive analysis of the numbers. But not only are we looking at numbers to help us price the house, we are looking at local market conditions. Are they rising? Are they falling? Mm-hmm. Is there an oversupply of inventory, an undersupply of inventory? What's the absorption rate for homes in that neighborhood? Mm-hmm. And what I mean by absorption rate is if you look at maybe what is currently active in the marketplace, it would be competitive competition mm-hmm. for this particular home. And there's 20, say, for sale. Mm-hmm. So you look at the past 3 months' history. How many have sold in that past 3 months? All right, there's been 6 that have sold. Mm-hmm. So if we take that by a monthly, that means there's 2 houses selling every month. Mm-hmm. So you take that into the 20 that are currently sitting in the marketplace, and that tells us there's a 10-month supply of homes for sale in your neighborhood.
Right.
Well, that's a huge supply.
Right.
So all that plays into how you help the seller take the emotion out of the pricing process and put the statistics and let the facts speak to how you need to price your home.
Sure. And so you do all that. You go and you meet with them. You find out what it is they're looking for. Then you go back and provide a market analysis for them, kind of giving them a picture of what you can provide, what services you can provide, what position they're in at that point, you know, as far as selling, probably an average house sale.
Well, the things we look at is you don't just look at solds, mm-hmm. the comparable properties. When you're studying a market, you want to see how many are pending, mm-hmm. how many are active. That's really important. And as you look at the local market conditions, you know, you want to know, is that inventory rising or falling?
Right.
How many days on the market have these properties been out there for sale, mm-hmm. the ones that are currently active? If they're pending, did those sell in a short amount of time, a longer period of time? And then finally, the sold data and the same information. Mm-hmm. You look at price per square foot. When the properties have common qualities,
right,
the same qualities. And you look at changes in local landscape. Mm-hmm. Things such as, is there shopping centers being built? Are schools being an issue? Community services, local laws that affect taxes. Mm-hmm. All that plays into how a house is priced.
Right.
And probably an example of that is if you remember a couple years ago in Grove City, the Southwest School District was having difficulty passing a levy for the schools, mm-hmm. and they ended up going to split day sessions.
Right.
That dramatically impacted the sales of homes mm-hmm. in that community for that period of time.
Yeah.
And that's all the things you have to consider when pricing.
Right. Well, and school districts are huge. Even if you yeah. don't have children in the school district makes the determination for an awful lot of buyers, correct?
Right. Okay. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, so after you've selected a realtor, one of the things that is key that the realtor can do for you is price your property, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously pricing your property, then helping you understand how to get the property prepared, mm-hmm. how to position it in the marketplace. You know, we can get a range of a price, but then the critical question is, what do we actually ask?
Right.
I mean, what do we actually ask? And all these factors play into where we end up landing with that price.
Mm-hmm. And you don't necessarily want to pick someone who says what you want to hear. You want to pick someone who says, here's where I would put it and here's why. The history and what makes that determination is far more important. I mean, we all emotionally want to hear, you're going to make a profit, you're going to make a lot of money so that the next house you can, you know, you'll have a more of a down payment. But the truth is more important and will save everybody a lot of time. And the truth has to be based on facts, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it depends. If it's a declining market, then you kind of want to stay you want to stay what we call ahead of the market. So you don't want to be chasing the market.
Right.
Because once you put a price out there in a declining market, and if it's too high, you never seem to get where you need to be.
Right.
Because you're chasing that market constantly as it's declining. Mm-hmm. And that occurred in 07, 08, 09, 10.
Yep.
Now, if you're on a rising market, you still want to stay a little behind it, because last year is a great example mm-hmm. of, if you priced just below the market, you got multiple offers and the market determined the value of that property because you had multiple people going after it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. I am here with Sue Lusk-Leach. We're talking about when you're ready to sell your home, the steps you need to take. In order to reach me, you're welcome to call my direct line, 614-212-1419. And again, that's Stacy with Home Talk.
Helping you navigate the mortgage process, here's Stacy from Loan One with your Mortgage Minute.
My friends ask me all the time, why go with Loan One? There's three types of lenders. You can go to a big bank, a broker, or a direct lender. And Loan One is a direct lender. The reason that's advantageous is because we're a privately held wholesale lender, which means you're offered wholesale rates, which means you're going to get some of the lower rates available in the market. There's one contact person. You're not being shuffled around. You're dealing with one person throughout the whole process. There's low closing costs because we don't have a lot of overhead. And of course, we have a 21-day average turnaround time because we have our processing and underwriting right in our office. If you have any questions, call me at 614-212-1419.
Thanks, Stacy. To learn more or to start their quick and easy application process with no application fee, go to loanonelender.com. That's loanonelender.com. Loan One, your local source for the right mortgage done right. NMLS number 187986.
Got questions? Call Stacy, 614-212-1419. That's 212-1419. Now, back to Home Talk.
Hi, everyone. We're back. This is Stacy with Home Talk, and I'm here with Sue Lusk-Leach talking about selling your home. If you're currently thinking about it, or maybe in the next year thinking about selling your home, we're talking about the steps you take. First, in the first part, we talked a little bit about picking the right realtor for you and making sure that it's someone who knows what they're doing, knows the community. Sue, what we didn't say, but what is your target market? What is your market as far as where do you?
Well, we're known as the Columbus team. So,
all right.
Since I've been in the market for 39 years, mm-hmm. I pretty much know Columbus pretty well.
Yeah.
So,
and that's key.
I primarily concentrate on things north of Broad Street, east and west.
So, all right.
More to the northwest, northeast, and north sectors of the city.
Got it. Okay. So after you pick a realtor that you get along with, that you think knows, that they know their business, they've given you a marketing plan, one of the biggest components of this process is how to price your home. And Sue has some tips on how to price it, how to listen to the realtor and what parameters they have and why they price it where they do. So if you could share that, that'd be awesome.
So before we get into like the actual pricing piece, mm-hmm. probably the thing that most sellers need to understand is what they can control and they cannot control. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So agents and sellers actually do not determine a purchase price. The market determines that. All we're trying to do is bring the facts to the table and say, based on the science and the skill that we have here, these combinations. So sellers can really control three things in the process of selling their home. First is the condition of their home. Second is the availability of that home for showings. So once they go on the market, don't deny showings. I mean, you've got to let it be shown.
You have to commit.
And the second is their pricing position in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about the pricing piece now. And I just want to impress upon our sellers, our future sellers, or soon-to-be sellers, that the items that have no bearing on a price are what they originally paid for the house, what they need to have.
Unfortunately.
What their neighbor says, because the neighbors talk a lot, what another agent says. Mm-hmm. And the cost to rebuild the house today, or what they owe on it.
Right.
So, which is a problem we've had in the past marketplace. So let's go to the pricing piece.
Well, before you do, you mentioned in the first half staying ahead of the market when you're pricing. What do you mean by that?
Staying ahead of the market, there's three terms: staying ahead of the market, staying at the market, or staying behind the market. Mm-hmm. When you stay ahead of the market, you're pricing just below the market. When you're pricing at market, you may be pricing at a point that it may or may not sell.
Right.
That's, you know, then if you price behind the market, then you're pricing above the market. It's kind of the reverse of what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. So you're pricing above the market, which probably indicates it may never sell because you're always chasing the market to kind of get into the price range that you need to be in.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. So you recommend?
I generally try to get people to price a little ahead of the market. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't want to give our sellers' monies away. We want to preserve their equity in the property. But we also want them to put the other homes out of business that they're competing against.
Right.
And if you come in just a little under or ahead of the market, under where the market is, then especially like the past year where we had in many markets, we had multiple offers coming in. Mm-hmm. So the market determined what that house was going to sell for. Mm-hmm. But the price brought the eyes.
Right.
Brought the buyers to take a look and get that competition started. Had they been priced too high, they may not have gotten as many eyes or multiple offers,
or they may have had to wait a while
for that first offer to come. Mm-hmm. So I always think it's better to price a little ahead of the market.
And from what I've ever heard, when you put your house up for sale, there's kind of a period of time when it's brand new, and that's when you have the attention of an awful lot of buyers. So the pros and cons of pricing correctly.
I call that the window of opportunity for our sellers. Mm-hmm. And the window of opportunity, it depends on the marketplace, but generally in our marketplace, that window of opportunity is 30 to 45 days. So, and I like to keep it a little shorter. Mm-hmm. I think the window of opportunity in the market we've been in maybe the last 18 months has been like 30 days.
Okay.
And if you have lots of showings, no offers, your price is too high.
Right.
And you need to make that adjustment fairly quickly.
But if you go, say you have a $200,000 home and you go in at 200 and 205 and you miss your window of opportunity, then you go down to 195, what you've lost more than just that money.
Whereas if you need to understand how buyers shop for properties as well. Mm-hmm. And the internet is huge today and how properties are shopped for. Mm-hmm. So Buyers generally shop in either $10,000 increments, which are round numbers.
Got it.
Or they shop in $25,000 increments. But mm-hmm. it doesn't matter which they shop in. So using your example, you price at $205,000. It's really a house that should sell for under $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
The buyer that is supposed to be looking at that house is not looking at it.
Got it.
So now you've missed your window of opportunity. And at 30 days, you adjust the price to $199,000 where it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're getting shopped.
Yep.
Because you've been on the market a little longer than the new product coming in.
And they, you know, it's just human nature. If it hasn't sold in 30 days and they're looking at two homes, they're priced exactly the same and one hasn't sold in 30 days, they don't know that it's because it was priced, that it was overpriced. They just see it as other
it's
people.
A longer time on the market.
And maybe other people didn't like it as much, or they're you look more, I don't want to say desperate, but you look
well,
like you've given up some of your position.
I don't think you look desperate. And I think sometimes that when you speak about that buyer, again, he priced over 200 and the mm-hmm. buyer for this house was really priced under 200
right.
and never saw him till 30 days after he had right. been on the market.
Mm-hmm.
So pricing's really critical.
Yeah.
So you have to think about what the market conditions are, what buyers are looking at it,
mm-hmm.
you know, the whole thing.
The whole picture.
Now, if the market's really rising fast,
mm-hmm.
a slight pricing a little above mm-hmm. is probably not going to hurt the seller as much as when the
right.
market's going the other way.
Right.
So it's really knowing if your markets are rising, falling, what's going on. Are they stagnant? Are they steady? What's the supply? What's the demand? You know,
mm-hmm.
those are determine the markets.
Got it. I'm here talking with Sue Lusk-Leach. We're talking about when you're ready to sell your home and the steps you need to take. And obviously one is to pick a very strong realtor. And if you want to get a hold of Sue, so share your contact information.
Oh, I can be reached at area code 614-888-6100 or at sue@thecolumbusteam.com.
Okay.
Or we have a terrific website at www.thecolumbusteam.com.
Thank you very much. And a couple questions. We're talking about the market and pricing your home. Where is the market right now as far as Columbus? What tell us.
Right now, our inventory as on a whole is mm-hmm. is short. So
yep.
supply right now. That's probably going to change. And we're actually seeing that. We're very busy now working with sellers, getting them prepared for the spring market.
Mm-hmm.
So how much that's going to change, I'm not sure. I think the weather's been a factor this year.
It's just cold.
It's kind of slowed things down,
mm-hmm.
getting around.
Yeah.
Although we still have plenty of buyers out,
mm-hmm.
so looking at things. So
it's a
just
good
a short supply for the sellers. That's
are there
good.
Particular areas in Columbus that are selling better than others, or how would
oh,
you?
Oh, we won't go there.
Okay.
All of Columbus is selling.
All right. We're not going there. And then also, if you would share, I guess, briefly, what all can you do to your home? Say you're thinking about selling in a year from now. What are the things that matter as far as, you know, there's amenities that you love, that you enjoy, but what are the things that really establish the price? Do you know what I'm...
Well, I always tell people baths and kitchens sell houses.
Okay.
Really, really important. Curb appeal, of course, is obviously very important. What attracts
mm-hmm.
somebody to your house.
Mm-hmm.
I love a seller that calls me a year ahead
mm-hmm.
and says, I want you to come and tell me what I need to do to get prepared to sell my house a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it gives them the opportunity to really... shop the marketplace for contractors or people that might be doing work for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like in such a huge hurry. You know, some people were preparing in 3 weeks to get their house on the market.
Right.
So they've just got to take what comes as it comes.
Right.
And so I love a seller that's kind of forward thinking and looking out there and wanting us to come in and help get them ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take the wallpaper down,
yeah.
do the things that really will bring it up to
just
date.
Just a coat of fresh paint is an amazing
oh, there's so much value.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you talk about things that bring the biggest bang for your buck, paint is it.
Okay. All right. Well, you're here with Stacy at Home Talk, and we're talking to Sue Lusk-Leach about selling your home. And stay tuned. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about pricing as it being so important. And then once you are ready for the sale, kind of now what? Now that the house is up on the market. Plus, we're going to have a couple more tips on things you can add to your home, things you should not add to your home if you're thinking of selling it. And if you want to call me, please do so. My phone number is 614-212-1419. Website is loanonelender.com. And our website for the show is hometalkcolumbus.com. This is Stacy, and stay tuned. We'll be right back with Sue talking about selling your home.